So have any of you ever considered what that would look or feel like?
I think there's a fear for me that I would be lazy, you know, like we construct, you know, you talked a lot last week about the structures and stuff that we construct to help us do what we need to do or to have discipline. And discipline is a great thing, but, you know, I want motivational, forward.
Okay, so non-resistance. This is a great conversation because people tend to think of non-resistance as, well, then you just get all airy-fairy and flow through life and make no decisions and have no real responsibility. You can do that, but what I hear you saying is, hey, I want to be a highly productive in human form and yet know my spiritual side, the aspect of me that is spiritual, that could enjoy earth without judging all of it. What you're really talking about is Christ consciousness. So I'm really glad you brought that up. It wouldn't be about just surrendering to each flowing moment. It would be about surrendering to the work of practicing non-mental judgment while you still have choice about what you accomplish and how you show up.
I just thought about something. The word mental is in judgmental.
There you go. That's really good. Yes.
I notice that there are times where I do let things flow, but it's when I'm busy. I spent 6 months in Austin doing some legislation that I've written, and things every day, you know, things were going. I'm accepting everything that happened and I deal with it. Okay, well, I can do it. And when that was over and I had to slow down and start doing other work and everything, I had that time to think. That's when, that's when that happens, where I'm not as accepting.
Okay, do you want to reframe?
Yes, please.
When you were in Austin, you were very aligned to what your soul wanted to experience.
Yes.
And so you were in the zone.
I was totally in the zone.
Right? And it feels delicious, doesn't
yes.
it? It's mind-blowing. It's magical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things really do happen well, even if there's frustration and chaos around you. The path is somehow very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so when you came out of that, you were much more sensitive to a more human state.
Yes.
It does not mean you did anything wrong, and it doesn't mean you went backwards. What it literally is we're not here to be that 24/7, unfortunately yet. And so your experience of it, you're hypersensitive when you're not in the zone, and it will prompt you to want to align to your soul again to play at that level again. Does that make sense? So the reframe is that you don't make it wrong. You just make it, ooh, okay, let me see what I can learn and discern in this before I'm back in the next level of that.
That's great.
Right? Do you see how that's more of working with that?
Than judging myself and, yeah.
Always making yourself wrong?
Yep.
Right?
Thank you.
So you don't want to make the human experience wrong, but you do want to step up. So when we say non-resistance, we don't mean no schedules, no goals, no delivery, no respect of others. It just means I will not have resistance to all the chaos that occurs on Earth. And if you ever want a powerful exercise in this, it's really, I'm glad I didn't find it earlier. It would have been nearly impossible for me. Michael Singer. And his second book is out. He made a decision to just surrender to whatever experiences in life. And it was not a pretty path. He ended up in the court systems for over 8 years. The FBI accused him of something. He had to prove his innocence, which is very difficult to prove. And so that, his two books, and one gives you a protocol of how not to be in resistance. Okay. So we could play with that, but go ahead and get a picture. So think back of today. Think of five things you judged as wrong or bad, or hard, or difficult, or you wish they would. You had a negative judgment on five things today. Can you think of five? And as you think of it, as you think of being in judgment, sometimes it's tricky. You will speak it or experience it, but you don't even notice because it's a normal state for you, right? An easier way for you to think of is it would be shoulds. Anytime you were impatient, if it's traffic, it's that you have an underlying belief that there should not be traffic, even though Houston is gigantic, right? So that's resistance to reality. It would be being in a hurry, rushing is resistance to reality. It would be doubting, second guessing. Is this helping you a little bit? Okay. So any of those things, just kind of tune into that. So you kind of feel that little bit of anxiety there. All right, so just let your mind give you a couple of parameters or ideas of that. That this work should be easier and faster, that swimming, I should be a genius already and not need lessons.
I swim in the deep end.
There you go. How cool is that?
Yay!
I'm so impressed. I think that's amazing.
So I did from the deep end to the shallow end.
Whoa. Did it.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Okay, so non-resistance would be, wow, I am really scared in the deep end and I'm going to do it anyway. You don't make the feel wrong. Okay? That's usually not how we perceive. We think resistance is, well, I'm scared, I'm in resistance. No. You're in fear because you're in a human body and it doesn't like drowning. Right? Fear is a powerful message of telling you, hey, you need more information, you need more skill. So it's appropriate first couple times in the deep end. So you build up confidence. So non-resistance would be you don't judge the fear as well. Does that help? All right. So take a big breath.